You may sit. Let us pray. Father, as we speak about your words, may you bless the thoughts of our hearts and all that we share today to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. What a joy it is to be here. Cynthia, thank you so much for all the hard work you and your presidents, your vice presidents, have put into making this service reality. Not just a reality, but such a buzzing reality. Boys and girls, welcome. It's great to have you. Moms and dads, mothers, union, friends, supporters. It's so wonderful to have you here on this special Thanksgiving service for the work of the Mothers Union. It's great to see so many friends and family here today. Welcome. I thought I would speak from here because I wanted to speak in an all-age fashion so that our boys and girls, adults as well, will be able to benefit from what I want to share with you. And today I want to share some thoughts about the Mothers Union and how wonderful it has been. And it's so special that in your service today, we've decided to look at the theme, Faith in Action. Thank you for those stories you shared with us. Thank you. I grew up, as you can imagine, in a Mothers Union home. And I'll tell you today, as we give thanks for the work of the Mothers Union, not just in Southwark Diocese, but 141 years of celebration of this work all over the world. What a joy, what a privilege. And also we give thanks for the commissioning of our first female Mothers Union chaplain. Well done. And also give thanks for three new trustees that will be commissioned today. So much to give thanks for. I'll tell you a quick story about Matilda, a widow who brought up 8 children, providing for their physical needs and also raising them with the love of God. She worked very hard because she had been widowed quite young. And she reached out into the community as a member of the Mothers Union, reached out to the young moms and to the young families and tried to support them exactly in the way Mary Sumner and her associates had taught about it. She organized cooking lessons, sewing classes, taught them how to sew, to make dresses, ran sessions for them on how to run a home, tried to teach them to read and write through reading their Bibles, because most of them were young, unschooled moms. She helped them to learn how to start small, self-sufficient businesses that will help them to find their identity, make a few bob here and there, and develop some independence from just being too dependent on their husbands. She also taught them to read their Bibles, to go to church, and to pray daily, and also to attend Mothers Union meetings. Matilda was my mother and is 95 today. And today she's still a staunch member of the Mothers Union. So you can understand how close to my heart the Mothers Union is. Matilda, today the only one thing she wants me to bring to her when my wife and I visit Nigeria is the Mothers Union memorabilia. That's all she wants. She doesn't want clothes, items of material wealth, and that makes her day. Just to take the lapel badge and the necklace and everything Mothers Union, because it's come from England. She values it specially. And so the whole idea of supporting young families supporting the community and reaching out to those who are in need of support is something that we really, really need today, isn't it? Especially in an age where family breakups is a very, very high rate. So your work is deeply, deeply appreciated and valued by the church. I know that if I wasn't here today, Bishop Christopher, our diocesan bishop, would be here to do this service, because that's how much he values the work of Immaculate Synod in this diocese. So giving physical and spiritual support to our children, to the young moms, to the families with whom we share, is really essential. As we say, it takes a whole village to raise a child. But actually, if we turn a blind eye and do nothing, as the scripture says, when the righteous does nothing, evil multiplies. And I was very touched yesterday evening as I read the news and picked up the idea of what had happened not too far away from here. All the church leaders across the denominations, including our own diocesan bishop, Bishop Christopher, had gathered to look and to think and pray together about how to help to reduce the knife crime in our community. Isn't that important? Very, very important. And I pray that the Mother's Union will pray into this situation and hope and trust that God will change things around for us. So what does it mean to have faith in action? What does it mean when we think about faith in action? Boys and girls, what does it mean to have faith in God? What does it mean to you? Do you understand what I mean? What does it mean to have faith in God? Any ideas? To have faith in God. Okay, moms and dads, any of us, while the children are thinking about it? Think about Cynthia's stories. Yes? Anybody?
To do something.
To do something. Thank you so much. To do something. Yes, I heard a rumbling over there. Yes? Sorry? To believe in God. Okay, so we take these two together. To believe in God and to do something. Excellent. To believe in God and to do something as a result of the fact that we believe in God. That's wonderful. And so for us as Mother's Union, like Matilda, because she believed in God, she loved God, she organized sewing lessons for the young moms who are not as privileged as her, who did not know to teach them how to make dresses and to be able to fix their own problems. What about us today? Adopting a young family as a surrogate grandparent, for example. It's a practical way by which we could show that we love God. By reaching out to a young family that needs the support of a grandparent, because it takes a whole village to raise a child. What about assisting with a child, parent, and toddler group in our church, in our community, as a lot of us already do? That's a practical way to show our faith in God. But actually, when we believe in God, we come to a point where we start to think about practical issues in relation to our own lives as Christians. I need two helpers to help me. Miss, could you nominate two people to help me? Madam, Auntie, please. Miss? All right. Another helper? Okay. Don't worry. It's nothing serious, just a gentle. I promise you, I won't ask you to do anything embarrassing, okay? Excellent. Could you sprinkle a bit of this into that for me? Okay? Just make sure you do. All right? Good girl. Thank you. A little bit more. Thank you. More. Okay. More. A bit more. All right? Excellent. Thank you very much. What's your name? What's your name?
Ruby. Ruby.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruby. And what's your name?
Eddie. Eddie.
Okay. Thank you, Ruby. Look at what Ruby. Eddie, could you step over here this way, Eddie? Thank you. Ruby's just helped me to sprinkle some coloring into that plain jar of water. And when we come to Jesus Christ and believe in Him, before then, our lives are usually like that, mixed up, isn't it? With all sorts of things. Needing clarity, needing direction, purpose, forgiveness, hope. Eddie, could you stay this round with that for me, please? And then we come to the cross of Christ, trusting and believing in Him. Keep doing that, keep going on. And as we trust and believe in Him, we believe and trust daily, we read our Bibles, we go to church, we go to Mother's Union meetings, we pray, and as we do that, we hope and believe that Jesus will make things better for us, isn't it? And one day, gradually, it all begins to change. Because the cross of Christ makes the difference in our lives. Isn't it? Boys and girls, thank you so much. Let's give Eddie and Ruby a big hand. Thank you. Give that to your sister. And faith in action is about believing in Jesus Christ, trusting Him daily for His forgiveness, walking in His love, reaching out to our neighbors and sharing His love with them. So boys and girls, if you think about practical ways by which we could reach out to each other, we could be kind and helpful to each other. We could be sharing our toys and our gifts. We could support those who are struggling with the maths or English or reading assignment. We could help our friend who's falling over in the playground. We could help them up and avoid name calling and just be nice. And when we do that, we will show, therefore, that we have faith in Jesus Christ. And just as He can make things better for us, we can make things better for the people with whom we share our lives. And so today, as I finish, remember, the first steps of a long journey is always that one step that you take. So reach out to the children in your community as surrogate parents, as surrogate grandparents, as supporters of the parent and toddler group. Reach out to the youth group, the children's Sunday school, and reach out to the young moms, following in Mary Sumner's vision and making that reality become a possibility for us, because we so badly need it in this day and age. And as we do that, following in those glorious footsteps and vision of the Mother's Union, like Matilda, we're making a small difference. Like Mary Sumner, we're making a small difference which will have big implications for the future. Amen.